Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
There was a total of 651 patients without beds in Irish hospitals yesterday morning. The number stands at 553 today. 101 of those are on trolleys at University Hospital Limerick. Now that's according to figures released by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation this morning, and the INMO General Secretary Phil Ní Hé describes the situation ahead of St Patrick's weekend as out of control. Phil is on the line. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Claire.
So tell us why you say out of control.
Well, we've been looking at the figures every winter, and the constant overcrowding in some of these units just couldn't possibly be described as anything but out of control. We met with the new CEO of the HSE and his team yesterday, and you know, we're saying to them that, you know, we know that going into bank holiday weekends our services get much busier, but going in with over 117 patients on trolleys as Limerick Hospital was facing yesterday just simply means there isn't a possibility of anybody getting care that could be described as safe. But and what we're concerned about is that places the people we represent, nurses who are working in EDs and on wards. The idea that we put trolleys on wards and that that in some way provides some level of safety is completely contrary to all best practice. And we know this because when the minister sent a team into Limerick to have a look at what was happening at our request earlier in 2022, the first thing they did was they said, remove the beds from the wards, because it is not safe to make every area unsafe. Mm-hmm. You have to look at the process of how patients are moved throughout hospital, how patients are admitted and discharged when they're discharged, to make sure that you're better utilising the hospital beds that are available to you. We're not confident that that's happening in Limerick. We're still not confident.
And tell me what generally happens or what you've come to expect over the St Patrick's weekend. In other words, is this going to get worse from today on?
Well, all of the statistics that we look for and receive from the HSE show that there's always a spike after a normal weekend, but after a bank holiday weekend, it's much higher. So naturally, people don't go to hospitals, you know, perhaps on the bank holiday or over the Saturday and the Sunday, but on the Monday, they will. All of the bank holiday weekends, we see an increased pressure on the Monday following higher numbers. So we know this in advance. Like, a lot of the situations that are facing hospitals are known, are predictable. And what we're criticising is that knowing all of that and spending a lot of time, like the HSE does, in gathering all of these statistics, we want to see what they're doing with those statistics to prepare hospitals. So in other words, we said to the new CEO yesterday, and we were delighted that he met us so quickly, that, you know, there are measures that need to be taken this early this week in anticipation of what we know will happen, mm-hmm. such as making sure that we have senior clinicians all over the bank holiday weekend available to make decisions about discharge, to make decisions about who should or should not be admitted. And we know that that works, because where that is implemented very strictly, we know that patients are seen quicker, the throughput is quicker. Like, we recorded this morning, as you just said, 553 people who are in hospital, but for whom there are no beds. I can't describe to you the misery that those people are in. But HICWA has done that. They have carried out 11 inspections, 10 inspections in the last 11 months in hospitals. And what they describe is absolutely shocking. And we're just still sitting, having all of these reports, with the problem being addressed in the same manner without any change.
And so look, I know there's plenty of families listening to you this morning who know exactly what that's like, and they've gone through the pain and turmoil and the worry of having somebody in a trolley in an Irish hospital. But that meeting I just want to talk to you about the meeting with the CEO of the HSE, the new CEO, Bernard Gloucester, because you called for that when you saw what was happening in Limerick and elsewhere with trolleys. It happened yesterday afternoon. Now, tell us a little bit about that meeting, Phil, and do you have hope after it that something is going to change?
Well, we put a number of issues. I think we got a good opportunity to put the issues that are of concern to nurses. Like, nurses are reporting to us that not only are people on trolleys, people are deciding to leave before they're seen because of the long wait times. That should be a real warning red flag to the HSE. That's a very dangerous situation. It's a very dangerous situation when people who are sick enough to present, who may have been referred by a GP, who decide, I can't wait after 10 hours, I'm going home. Mm-hmm. That's not the right system. So we've made our position very clear. We've set out the issues that we believe must be addressed. The HSE are to revert to us today, and we'll be meeting with them again to make sure that measures that need to be put in place have to be put in place. But Claire, really, I suppose the big issue here is you have highlighted, many of the media outlets have highlighted the issues, the misery for patients. We have statutory agencies like HICWA, like the Health and Safety Authority. But genuinely, their powers are too weak. You know, 11 of the units that were reported on, they were non-compliant with the standards. Like, I was reading the Limerick report again this morning, and non-compliant with service users' dignity, privacy and autonomy are respected and promoted. Non-compliant. That was last March. I don't believe that that's improved. The members we represent don't believe that that's improved when you have 117 people on trolleys yesterday. Mm-hmm. So what is the point in having all of the reports when you don't give the agency the power to do something about it? And they're independent of the HSE and they're independent of government.
Sorry to cut across you, but I'm interested to know what Bernard Gloucester said to you. I mean, he can't wave a magic wand, but did he give you an indication that there's urgency around this now?
Yes, he did. He said that he was meeting with all of his senior team and the senior clinical leads in the Midwest yesterday after he met us, and that they would come back to us this morning. Okay. So that is important. It's important that the urgency that we have set out to the HSE, we've said to the HSE, our members cannot and are saying to us, it is not possible to provide a level of care that is safe and that is up to the standard that they believe patients deserve. That should be enough to move, and make very clear directions to all of the hospital management teams where that is needed. Right now, I think the important piece over this weekend is that the staff who are on duty are supported, that they have managers and senior clinicians working with them in the out-of-hours period, in all of the periods when we know they will come under pressure. Right. That's really necessary immediately.
Okay, Phil Nihay, General Secretary of the INMO, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.